We are up to Simin Shin Samach Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. We're talking about three people that are in a karma list for Shabbos, and the halacha is there that they are allowed to enclose as large an area as they want for this with a one directional mechitza, meaning either uprights, verticals, or horizontals, provided that there's no area of base sasayim that is not being used by them. And if there are three people, the mechaber was makel up until that they have six soin, even if there's an area there that's not used. Hayu shlosha v'yikifu kol tzarkon umeis echad b'shabbes. There were three. They prepared an area that was good for three, and then one of them passed away on Shabbos. Mutarim b'chol haShabbos. The heter that Chazal gave them for a shayara works for the whole of Shabbos. Kevin shenichnas haShabbos beheter. Since Shabbos began when it was mutter for them. The opposite case, hayu shnayim v'yikifu yosur misasayim. There were two, and there was an area that was too big for this mechitza to work for. V'nitos v'aleim b'Shabbos, and then more people came on Shabbos, so I should give them more of an area. Asurim kivin shenichnas Shabbos be'isser. It's usur since Shabbos came in be'isser. Sif Gimel. Hayu shlosha v'yikifu kol echa liatzma. Yeah, now here we're dealing with a different kind of case. Here we're dealing with a case where you have three people that are not in a shared area. You have three people who cordoned off an area, and each one is setting up his own reshus adjacent to the next one. Right? So I now have three reshuyas next to each other, and they're all surrounded by a bad mechitza, by a mechitza of uprights or horizontals. Hayu shlosha v'kifu kol tzarkon, v'kifu kol echa liatzma, ze b'tzad ze, v'irvu yachad. And they made an Erev Chatzeris so that one doesn't aser on the other. We'll learn the details of Erev Chatzeris later. Im hachitzonim rechovim vohoim tzoi kotzer. Now it's very important that one takes a look at the drawing in the Mishnah Brura itself. This is a very accurate one, meaning what we are talking about is that the two on the two sides have a reshus which is wider than the one in the middle. But you notice that the mechitzas, these mechitzas gruis of the middle one, actually extend into the reshus of each of the people on the outside. Now, if it would not extend in there, then the halacha would be that the fact that the chatzeris on the outside are wider than the inner one, you have beginnings of a wall on either side. That would have a halacha of dividing this into three separate reshuyas. Now that I have the middle one's wall extending into their reshus, so that means that nowhere here do I really have beginnings of wall signifying anything. Therefore, they are all considered one reshus. So let's see. Imachitzonim rechovim v'amtsoi kotze, shenimtsoi mtsoi poritz b'meloo l'chitzonim. So the middle one is completely open to the outer ones. V'achitzonim sheyeshtem gifufim otvim olav mikol tzad, and the two on the side are bigger than him. Nosnim lehem kol tzarkon be'emtsoi afilu hu gadol harbe. So what we do is we allow the middle one, the two from the side can use the middle one for all of their needs, and therefore we give the middle one as big a size as necessary. The kevan shenasu kishanu roim kilu kulam dorim besocho. Since the middle is poritz to both of them, it's as if all three live there. V'ariyesh gimel biyachad, so they're three together, and the halacha is you can take as large an area as you want with mechitzas gruis, as long as you don't have sasayim that's not being used. V'af bechitzonim noslim kol tzarkon. And the same thing for the sides. The kevan shenasu shayara be'emsa havaleina kachotzu le'emsoi. So then the other two are like tuffle to the middle one, and in all of that area, you are allowed to carry so long as you don't have sasayim that are unused. The yeshomim shachitzonim eina mutarim ela at sasayim. Some say that even though the middle one is allowed to be as big as it wants, as long as there's no sasayim that's unused, the two on the sides cannot. Right? According to this Yesh Omrim, the two on the sides would not have that heter. They're not tuffled to the middle one. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ikar Adin is like the first daya. Lechatchila, you should do like the second. Then Echad Mehem Yosim is Sasayim. What happens if one of the sides is more than Sasayim? According to the second opinion, Gamahim Soy Yosir. So that'll Asa the middle one. Sharei Hu Paritz Bimaloo. Because now the middle one is completely open to a place that's Asa to carry in. Vimachitzonim Prutzim Bimaloim Le'em Soy. What happens if it's the other way around? The two are narrow, and the middle one is the wider one. And there too, they extend into the middle one, which means that they are completely open on their side. V'emtsoi magufaf, whereas if you're standing in the middle one, you do see those walls. The yachid b'chol echad, and each one has a yachid in there. Ein nosnun l'chol echol ela beis asayim. Then we're not mitzdarif three. Right, meaning if since when I'm in the middle one, I can see a separation, we don't look at all of them as living there in the middle one, and it's going to be Yasser. Vim echad mechatz meachitzonim yosmi beis asayim hu levado Yasser. Vim so yosmi beis asayim gamachitzonim asurim shereim prutzim lamakam ha Yasser lehem. Since the outer ones do not have anything of a wall that's extending into the that signifies their end, they will therefore end up being tuffle to the middle one lechumra. So if the middle one is aser, the two sides will become aser. Aval im echad b'chaleilu me'achitzonim u'shnayim b'emtsoi u'shnayim b'chale echad b'achitzonim v'echad b'emtsoi nosnin l'shnei achitzonim kol tzarkon dechashivi kol mash b'emtsoi kilu hei me'achitzonim. Right, so that in this case, if you have one in each of the middle on each of the side ones, and you have two in the middle ones, or two each on the side, there the halacha is that we'll give the outside ones as much as they want, because we consider everything in the middle one as if it's in the outside ones, since the outside ones aren't separated from it. Bamedvar mamurim kisheinam psuchim zela ze yosem yud. That's only if the Pesach is not larger than Yud. Dim kein havalei pirtze. If it's more than 10 amis, it's considered a pirtze. V'gam hamagufafim asurim. Then everything becomes asur. Because even though it's got gifufi, it has things sticking out, that doesn't help. Says the mechaber now, v'chol zek shakos lek tana nichnosn legdola. This is what I spoke out before. This is only when in this case, say, where the middle one is the narrow one, where the narrow walls protrude into the side chatzeres. Uksha kosle ktana muflogim gimel tfachim mikosle orech hagdola. Whereas, what if the walls of the small one are three tfachim away from the wall of the big one? In other words, they're not protruding. So there what you have is you have real gifufi, you have the sides really sticking out. So the halacha is, now this oz oseres agdola laktana, the Mishnah Berurah says, really should be parenthesized. The ilav kein havalei nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. Because if you actually have it in a way that you can see the gifufim, that where you simply have a case that say the middle one is narrow, the two on the side are wide, and the way the chatzar goes is that the middle one ends just before just at the wider ones. So now when you stand in the wider ones, you see the edges of fences or the beginnings of fences. This divides it into three different reshuyas. Because why? It's nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. It is seen from the outside of the middle one and not seen from the middle one because the middle one's narrower. The nidom mishum lechi, it has the same halacha as if you would put up a lechi there, which is the halacha that it separates the reshus. The kulam chashuv megufafim, they're considered three separate reshuyas. Kilu ein echad mem parts lechaver ve'nosdem ela be'echad mem ela be'sasayim. In each one of them, we only give a shear of sasayim. They are not considered a shayara. So that it's only in this particular case where there was a difference between the outer and the inner because they are either wider or narrower, but the middle one continues a little bit into those protrusions, there the halacha is that we look at them as one. Whereas, in a case where you either see the beginnings of walls from the large one or from the small ones, the halacha is that they're considered three different reshuyas, and we're not mitzarif the three of them. We don't give it the kula of a shayara.